KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies, 61 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy with a slight chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. A high in Atlantic around 79. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. An accident in rural northeastern Pottawatomie County Tuesday night happened when the driver of a pickup apparently fell asleep as he was texting. The Pott County Sheriff's Department said yesterday 18-year-old Zane Klon of rural Avoca was traveling west on Highway 83 at around 11 p.m. Tuesday when his 2002 Chevy Avalanche left the road and rolled several times before coming to rest in the south ditch upside down. Klon, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected during the crash and found beneath the vehicle when deputies arrived. He was transported by Walnut Rescue to Mercy Memorial Hospital in Harlan for treatment of what were described as non-life-threatening injuries. The incident remains under investigation and charges are possible. The Cass County Conservation Board has scheduled a second public hearing over a proposal to open the east half of the Turkey Creek Wildlife Area to public hunting. The first hearing was held August 27th. The next hearing takes place at 5 p.m. on September 17th at the Iowa Department of Natural Resources office at Cold Springs State Park at Lewis. Input will be taken at that time with regard to a proposal to open the area to public hunting. The Turkey Creek Wildlife Area is located between Atlantic and Lewis, just off Highway 6. That area is currently not open to public hunting, and the Conservation Board feels that the area is underutilized. Again, if you have any questions, you can call Micah Lee with the Cass County Conservation Board at 712-769-2372. A group of concerned citizens packed a Cass County Board of Supervisors boardroom Wednesday morning to express their disappointment in the board's vote with regard to the reappointment of Cass County Assessor Brenda Nelson. The board was one of three governing agencies, the school board and mayor's being the other two, to vote 2-1 against reappointing Nelson as the Cass County Assessor for a six-year term that begins in January. The vote not to reappoint her was held during a conference board meeting last Thursday night. Before opening up the public comment portion of the Board of Supervisors meeting, Board Chair Frank Waters, who is also the chair of the conference board, announced that he would not take comments with regard to the assessor's reappointment. That left the audience frustrated, but the discussion still managed to turn toward the assessor's manner. One of those who spoke was Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones, who called for another meeting of the conference board because he wasn't able to attend last Thursday's meeting. Waters told Jones, in essence, he should have been there, and Supervisor Mark Wiedemeyer agreed.
Well, the way I see it, Dave, we had the meeting. I mean,
I understand that.
You couldn't make it, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody was notified.
Okay, I understand that.
And you got to make a decision and prioritize your meeting. So, and we did tell you it was important. Dwayne and I both were there and said you need to be there.
One of those in attendance was upset the supervisors would not take comments on the Nelson matter and questioned their reasoning. Waters explained that the Board of Supervisors and the Conference Board are two separate boards.
Is that the Conference Board? This is the Board of Supervisors.
Yeah, but you guys had a vote, and what happened to her?
Right.
So that should be public.
You, it is public. And
elected
you can,
officials.
And you can come to the public meeting.
That's
we had a Conference Board
meeting.
That's
why I came today.
This is not the conference board. This is the Board of Supervisors.
Yeah, but you're part of the entity.
We are one entity out of the three.
Yeah, there's two that caused it.
Right.
So where do you go to cover all this?
Where do we go to? We already
have. Well, where do I go to?
You go to the conference board.
You go to the conference board meeting.
What is that?
Well, the next meeting we pull up.
Waters said the conference board can hold a special meeting before November 1st if there are enough written comments to the board chair himself requesting the meeting. One of the comments came from local realtor Melissa Enan with regard to the posting of the notice about the conference board meeting so that the members of the public can attend. Mark Wiedemeyer explained the notice is posted by Brenda Nelson, and she's the secretary of the conference board. It's in the entryway to the courthouse, but not made available to local media unless it is specifically requested.
And I believe there should be more notification of that so the public can have availability to that.
If there's not a set date, like the 7th month or the 8th month, you would have to come to the courthouse every day to check to see.
Afterward, each member of the local newspaper and radio stations here in town, including KJAN, went on record and requested Conference Board Chair Waters provide notification of those meetings. If and when another meeting of the Conference Board is scheduled in the near future, we'll let you know here on KJAN. Despite concerns over by neighbors over noise and truck traffic, the Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday approved a recommendation by the County Zoning Commission to rezone a parcel of land in rural Griswold from general agricultural to light industrial. Rich Hansen, Cass County Zoning Commissioner, explained the request to rezone the land was made by business owner Kyle Kirchhoff.
Lives in Section 1 of Pleasant Township. We had the meeting on August 25th. He started this business in 2011 in a machine shed on the property. He builds skid loader attachments, grain hopper loaders for railroad cars, and other specialty items. This spring, he started building a building to add on to this, a 50 by 125 foot building. And that's when I approached him that we've got to rezone the property, means he's an actual business.
One of the questions the Zoning Commission asked Kirchhoff, according to Hansen, was with regard to traffic flow.
The gravel road he's on is a farm-to-market road. We asked how many loads of steel he brings in or how much traffic. He says he orders about one load of steel a week, and he might have three or four loads or partial loads of equipment going out, and he does.
A neighbor, Hansen said, the neighbor to the west was concerned about noise, especially by a forklift, which has a loud backup alarm. Rich Hansen said that Kirchhoff assured the board that and other such annoyances would be reduced by the move into the new building.
With the new building, there will be a lot less being loaded with this skid loader or a forklift type equipment, because he's got an overhead crane in the new building, so everything will be backed inside the building and the trucks will be loaded and unloaded inside the building. We felt everything met our qualifications, and the board recommended that you guys approve the zoning change to light industrial.
Another neighbor who lives very close by spoke up during the hearing, complaining of the machine and truck noise, along with truck traffic and blocking of the road. He suggested there be restrictions placed on the amount of traffic coming to and from Kirchhoff's business.
If he's going to take one load of steel, we need to have some covenants in there. So if one load of steel a week, there's the three trucks going out, fine. Load it, put a covenant in that says that. Vehicles accelerating, decelerating, Jake brakes, speeding, delivery vehicles, heavy equipment operating, loading and unloading different than the usual traffic. Okay, so when the traffic comes, they hit their Jake brake. It's not just the current traffic going up and down the road.
That same gentleman said the property should be termed heavy industrial instead of light industrial because of the weight of equipment running on the road. Rich Hansen said since most of the business is inside the building, it qualifies as light industrial. The neighbor also suggested a noise-reducing buffer zone be placed between the properties. There are a couple of grain bins between the buildings, according to Hansen, but no other buffers have been considered. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.